Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Judge Dad Verdicts. I'm so glad that you tuned in. I'm Sean McMillan here with my co-host Richard Morrow.
What's going on, everybody?
He's so cool, so suave, so debonair, so present. And I'm glad that you're here. We cover the interesting, right? We talk about the stories that will befuddle you at the capacity of some people to do certain things. So settle in, get real comfortable, and let's make it happen. Rich, guide us, man. What stories do you have for me today?
I'm starting you off with my favorite place again.
Oh, God.
It's only right for me to do this. You should be so used to this by now.
But no less agitated.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. Florida. This Florida?
Sure. Yep.
Florida.
We're going to Florida. Welcome to Florida, y'all. It's about to get interesting. So, this very first story we got here, it's a traveling story. And according to CBS, a traveler stuffed a gun into raw chicken and tried to bring it on the plane.
What?
Yes. So, you know, you're allowed to travel with food, you know, on the plane and carry on. You can have fresh meat, seafood, as long as you abide by package guidelines. So,
which would really, not include a gun.
Which can't include a gun. Yeah. But yeah, a traveler, he was caught trying to stash the gun inside of a piece of raw chicken wrapped in some thin paper packaging and got caught because he tried to put it through his carry-on in the, you know.
No, that's not why. He got caught because the density of a chicken cannot overcome an x-ray.
Yeah.
That's why he got caught. Yeah. I mean, what was that guy? Sometimes I ask myself, do you make these stories up in your bathroom?
You would think I did, but I don't. I'm not this good.
This is a real story.
This is a real story. Like, actually, someone put this inside. Imagine a rotisserie with a 9mm on the inside.
The guy was sitting in his house thinking to himself, I know how to get this gun through.
You know?
I'm going to stick it in the butt of a chicken.
But, you know, people are allowed to travel with guns and ammunition, but you just have to. You are. But you have to check in with the airport ticket counter, and they have to be unloaded in locked, hard-sided containers in their checked bags.
Oh, so they go underneath. Okay.
So people can't have access to a gun while they're on a plane.
Right.
But this guy thought that he was pulling a fast one by putting it in some raw chicken.
A gun in the butt of a chicken is probably not something that's going to end well.
What made him pick a raw chicken, you think?
I don't know.
He could have used anything.
I don't know. Chicken ass. I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
What made him use a chicken ass?
I don't know. I don't know why. You know, listen.
Did he try other things?
Right, did he try?
Was that his first option?
Did he try other things, right?
I'm very curious on turkey, that whole
turkey
thought
butt.
Process. Turkey butt.
You know, sticking in a ham. How about we not bring guns on planes? That's the last thing we need, man. Guns on planes.
Let's take it overseas, man. I love Spain, Spanish people, great culture, funny people. You know how free and open Europeans are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to the American Post, a naked man is on trial in Spain right now for exhibitionism. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It's when you walk around naked.
It is.
Yeah, see? I went to college. A really good one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Trying to find a way to be naked in the streets legally. And whole trial that's going on. And they're trying to push it as understanding that going naked is exercising ideological freedom.
What ideological freedom?
idea that you're free.
Actually, depending on the body of the person naked,
that's
you
what
might be infringing
everything.
On my sanity and mental health. Laws are supposed to affect the greatest amount of good for the greatest amount of people.
Mm.
That should be the aim of a law.
Yeah.
And the law that says that you have to, but not you.
Yeah.
You're the special
case. I mean.
The law that says the rest of us have to wear our clothes. It's a good law.
It's crazy, too, because you bringing that up professionally, you know, being a model, there's been situations where I've had to be naked in public for jobs.
Like out on the street?
Yeah, rooftops too, which I just over here I'm thinking about. I'm like, huh.
Well, this just got interesting.
I'm like, I wonder if that was legal or
you was butt-ass naked on a rooftop?
Oh, yeah.
Taking photos?
Taking photos for a magazine, a legitimate magazine.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Is that legal?
That's what I'm over here thinking about as we talk about this.
I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
But if you're, I won't put this on you, but if you're a model, the assumption is that you're beautiful, right? And is that?
But I don't think that's fair. Even if someone feels that I'm on the better side of that, you know, scenario or a spectrum, I still don't think it's fair for one group of people to be allowed to do it on another.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's preferred.
I think beautiful people should be able to walk around butt ass naked.
Okay, then. So there's the story right there. That's the verdict.
And everybody else. Put your damn clothes on.
Okay? Everybody else put your clothes
on. Right?
Yeah, if you gotta wonder if you're eligible or not, you're probably not. So let's just move on from that one.
That was one of my favorite stories.
I know it was. You really got into that one. I wasn't expecting but I did find it.
I enjoyed that story more.
Find it pretty funny. Yeah. So this one is kind of a...
But did we give the wisdom? The wisdom is be considerate. About other people.
It's about other people.
And what they have to experience because of your choices.
Yeah.
Don't just think about yourself.
Yeah. I think health-wise, too, it's probably not smart to be naked everywhere. Yeah. You could be sitting on...
Yes! Especially when they're children.
I guess we didn't think of the children. Yeah.
That's out of order.
Got to protect
the Okay,
kids.
Your Honor.
Yeah, now that we bring that in
I withdraw the claim.
Yeah.
I think that beautiful people should have to put their clothes on, too. I forgot about the kids.
Damn, I did, too.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed in us for that one. But we got it on. We got it on track. He Thank God it. For Tyler, right? Oh, man. You know Geico? Yes, you know Geico. So, according to NPR, Geico may have to pay up to $5.2 million to a woman who got an STD. In an insured car. Because the owner was insured by Geico, she's suing Geico.
Huh?
Isn't that crazy? She said she was infected with HPV, allegedly. And they had unprotected sex, of course.
So she got it in a car that was protected by Geico. And instead of suing the person who gave her the disease... She's suing Geico.
Yeah, she feels that they're obligated to compensate her for contracting it from the owner of the vehicle. And she
But Geico didn't tell her that. Geico didn't tell her to give up the nookie in the car.
Hey.
Keep your cookies. Geico didn't tell her to give her cookies out to infect. I mean, what does Geico have to do with this?
So, Geico allegedly said... told the woman that its auto coverage insurance doesn't apply because the damages claimed did not arise out of normal use of the vehicle. So I guess they're serious about their protection still, but they're like, but it wasn't in the realm of normal use of the vehicle, so we're not liable. Yeah. And this is ongoing, by the way. This is a federal court case. $5.2 million is a lot of money to be coughing up, too.
This is ridiculous.
It's a lot of money.
No, it's a lot of ridiculous.
A lot of ridiculousness, I will say that.
I can't stand a frivolous lawsuit.
5.2 mems? I mean, if she comes out on the other side on top,
no,
that'll
no,
be
no.
Nuts.
Let me. No, I'm about to
no
get
pun
up.
Intended.
I'm about to get up on my soapbox for a second, okay? Just bear with me. Because what annoys me about this is instead of doing the hard work of holding yourself accountable
mm-hmm.
for having sex with somebody who would be capable of giving you a disease, you want to allegedly.
His insurance provider.
All this is alleged, right? You want to allegedly sue Geico. I mean, no. How about you allegedly take responsibility for what you decided to do in the backseat of that car that resulted in you getting a disease?
Unprotected.
I mean, and I'm not knocking people for having sex. It's a wonderful, great thing. But if I have sex with somebody and end up getting something, and we're at a hotel, I'm not suing the hotel.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I made a decision. This is my choice. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I can. Ooh, that gets me going. This person ought never come in my courtroom.
Oh, yeah, no, she would be
eviscerated.
For. I already
dismantled. I would. I would lose it.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Because
and she would be serious. That would be the funny part is that she
that would be the most infuriating part.
That would be funny for me.
That would be funny for you. That you think that, no, absolutely not. Stop it. I've had cases come into the courtroom which are actually very similar in this sense.
Yeah.
That people wanted to make other people accountable
for their
for what they decided to do.
Yeah.
Nobody told you to do this. Just because you didn't think it through doesn't mean it's my fault.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I feel like we need a feel-good story for you after that one.
That got up in my crawl.
I know. Make your blood boil a little bit.
Sat up and everything. You saw that?
Yeah, I did.
Body posture change. Poison.
You like, this woman got the nerve.
Let's move on. I got to stay holding.
So, this is actually pretty good. And, like I said, it's a feel-good story on the topic of motorcycles. This is from your home state,
New York.
Yes. So according to the New York Times.
I want to be a part of it.
And you get to be proud of them on this one, too. So there's a nonprofit on Staten Island, and it offers a sphere of protection for youth who, you know, have different cases where they have to go to court and say they have to face an abuser or something of that nature, right? And these motorcycle, you know, biker members will show up to court deep and make sure that if they have to be in court and face someone that, you know, is tough for them to face, even if it's a parent, will stand there beside them so that they don't have to feel the fear of being alone.
Shout out to the person who thought, you know what, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go stand with kids in court.
I'm sure there's probably some really powerful stories that led to that because it doesn't just happen, obviously.
Yeah, that's a great point.
It's probably a lot of situations.
This is connected to somebody's story.
Mm-hmm.
And because most great ideas are. Most great ideas are come out of narrative. They don't come out of space or heaven. Mm-hmm. They come out of your journey, out of your story. And
someone saw that void needed to be filled and did it.
Yeah, this is what it means to live in a narrative existence. Right? Yeah.
Good job, New York.
It's my state.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? It's my state. It's not Florida.
Yeah, it's time to move on
it's
now.
It's not Florida where you have people walking around naked and and putting guns in chickens.
That wasn't in Florida. And, we're not taking credit for that one.
You know, New York. What do we do in New York? We stand with kids, all right?
Mm-hmm.
New York, baby.
Okay.
I'm not done. Best pizza in the world, okay? Not that Chicago pizza. Detroit pizza sucks. That's not pizza. New York.
You done?
The Knicks are terrible, but the Yankees are not.
You done?
Think so. Okay. No. Best Chinese food in the world. Other than China. Now I'm done.
You sure?
Yes.
Positive.
I had to, too much Florida.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I'm done.
Overstep again. Jeez.
I'm done.
Okay, let's move forward. Let's see. Man, this is actually crazy. Something I've thought about recently after, do you ever see posts online and you're like, how in the hell did this person get this picture? You ever see that? Like locations on cliffs sometimes, or maybe on top of a bridge or something like that. Well, according to the Daily Mail in the UK, the number of people killed while taking selfies has tripled since being on lockdown. Literally tripled. But falls are some of the most common. Drownings. But it says men are twice as likely to die in the pursuit of a selfie than women.
That's because men are twice as dumb. Yeah, that makes total sense. Because we are twice as dumb as most of the women on the planet.
But it's like, man, people are willing to take risks on their life for the selfies out here. And I've seen some photos where I've been like, there's no way that this person got down from this bridge that they're taking.
I'm not really into social media. I don't really
indulge in that.
It doesn't do much for me. So I only post like once or twice a year.
Yeah.
And you know, because we follow each other. I only post once, and I don't look at your little story thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't care about what you're doing.
You don't care.
Not you, but saying regular. You know, people do the stories. I don't want to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
If I wanted to know, I'd call you.
True.
So I can't relate. Yeah. My point is I can't relate to people who are so determined to share themselves hanging off the edge of a cliff or a crane.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
I mean, you see some of these videos, and although it is wild to see when you're watching it, you're like, damn, this is crazy. I don't think the shock value is worth someone's life at all in any of those situations at all.
Plus, selfies are so 2000 what?
Whatever. It doesn't even matter.
I mean, come on. There are. I mean.
Yeah. I remember when the term first came about. It's crazy. And now here we are.
But that is where the term narcissism comes from, right? You know that, right?
Self.
No. Narcissi was the Greek god who went to the river and started staring at himself.
In the water.
In the water. Fell in love and with his drowned. Image. Fell into the water. And drown. And from that we get the term narcissism.
If y'all didn't learn something there, you're probably one of them.
That was good. That was good.
I'm getting better.
You're getting at this. Better with getting the better quips.
I'm getting better with
see
this.
See there?
You know?
Now, if you get too good, what does that mean for my job?
I'm just going to keep sitting over here.
Okay.
Don't worry. You good. You secure.
I hope so. You can't be just dead.
No. I got to have some kids first.
Wow. Wow, where did that come from?
I'm on a roll. I can't help it. I'm sorry. It just came out. We're going to have another feel-good story, though. All right. How about that? You want a feel-good story?
I like this show.
This actually revolves around social media as well, since it does have a lot of things that people abuse. There also are ways that people do take advantage of helping others.
Doesn't mean I don't like all the shows.
Yeah, I know.
But I like this show.
I like you. I like your confirmation on me doing a good job this episode. That means a lot to me, by the way.
We were not talking about you right there.
Oh.
Right? We were not talking about you, Narcissi.
Oh.
We were talking about... Anyway, keep going. Before you fall into the river.
I was just trying to get a drink. No. So, a TikToker raised nearly $170,000 for an older Walmart worker so that she could pay off her
mortgage. Oh, I saw this story.
Did you?
I just saw this story the other
day. Isn't that amazing?
And I love this man. I don't know who this boy is who did this. I love the old, it's an old lady, right?
Yep.
I love the old lady too.
Isn't that awesome?
I just want to hug her. I just want to go up there and just be like, come here, mother. And just hug her. That's a great story.
Did you hear about the video? Did you see the video by chance?
No.
So the TikToker, he said that life shouldn't be this hard. And he had a video of her sitting in the break room.
Okay, now stop for a second. That's where he lost me. I'll tell you why. Let me just defend my point.
Because it's giving, I get what you're about to say. Go ahead.
Life, she should not have to work at her age.
At her age.
And struggle. That's very different from saying life millennials.
Should
that life shouldn't be hard.
Yeah.
The. Am I allowed to say that?
You already like, did.
Yeah, I mean that doesn't. No, life is inherently difficult. It's hard for a bear, a lion, a bee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the nature of life. Now, I get. This is the imprecision of language, which happens in legal areas and philosophical areas. I get the sentiment.
Yeah.
The older person should live in a country that treats older people better than them having to work at Walmart and exhaust themselves.
Yeah.
But that's very different from saying life shouldn't be hard or this hard.
Yeah.
Because that's out of our hands.
So he could have said, and what would have made it better for you is life shouldn't be this hard at this age. Would that have been better?
How about life shouldn't be this ridiculous
for
people at this age?
I like that. Well, in less than 24 hours, the TikToker, he set up a GoFundMe, and they made over $100,000 in a day.
That's the part of the story I like.
Yeah.
The bad language or the imprecise language notwithstanding, that is
it's awesome.
A great story.
Isn't it?
It renews my optimism. Mm-hmm.
But there's still critics, just like you were. Some people were saying that filming people in poverty and benefiting from acts of kindness can dehumanize the people. And it can. It focuses solely on the perceived pain. But I think that's coming from people that don't understand or have people that are in that position that they know.
Let me push back and say it can do those things, mm-hmm. but that's not the only result.
Exactly.
I don't want to deny that is a potential result or consequence. Yeah. But the other potential consequences also might be, and in this case happen to be, a person's life being changed.
Paying off their house.
Right, which is a wonderful thing. So two things can mm-hmm. exist at the same time.
At the same time.
And mm-hmm. be equally valid.
It's like the truth, yeah.
Yeah,
different
like
angles.
The truth. See, yeah. You are really...
I'm on it today.
I'm rubbing off on you.
I'm on it today. Yeah. We're going to end on a really good one. I know you're going to like this story because this is something you would do.
Does it involve
1,000%.
Food?
No, it involves money, though. And, man, I can't wait to hear what you're about to say about this. So, there's a lottery winner, according to the Fortune. This is in China, by the way. According to the Fortune, a lottery winner kept his $30 million prize a secret from his wife and child because he didn't want them to become lazy.
My kind of guy.
I know it is. I was like, this is something that's got you written all over it.
What is his name?
I can't tell you his name.
Okay, that's right. We can't do that.
He's keeping it a secret. That's the whole point of the article.
That is true. He's my soulmate. We are bonded together in life and intention. If I won $40 million, nobody would know. Nobody would know. Yeah. I wouldn't change a thing.
And he wore a bright yellow costume that covered his head in his photos when he accepted the prize so that nobody would know that it was him.
Oh, this you is love my this guy.
And he donated $5 million to charity.
Can I get up and give him a standing ovation? Oh, yes, sir.
We can give him a round of applause. He deserves a round of applause for that.
This is how you do it. Yes.
He definitely deserves a round of applause. I would give you that for sure.
Listen, everybody watching, this is how you do it.
This is how you do life right here.
This is how you do winning.
Yeah, he won and he handled it.
You understand that notoriety ain't all it's cracked up to be.
Mm-mm.
And money can be a great way to have security, but it can also be a demotivating factor for people who just want to live off your damn money.
That's true.
I mean, I love this.
He took it far. I mean, those are the two people that you could argue should be the only people that knew. He took it even further and said, you know what? I'm not even going to tell my wife and kid because now we're going to find out what they're really made of. And they don't know they have their safety net, but they got one. They got a huge safety net.
I'm with him. I could be sleeping right next to your ass. You ain't going to know nothing. I'm not telling you nothing. The only thing you're going to know is the rent gets paid
they
every
got
month.
Paid, and we might go on another vacation.
Might go on another vacation. Where you get this money from? I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know where I got it from. And you don't need to know either.
You happy?
You'll know when I die.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and that's crazy. He could set up his kids' future.
Yeah, you'll know when I die. I'll leave it to you, the grandkids, and all that. But listen.
You can change your whole family's lineage.
You know, we had that $1 billion lottery?
Yeah. I played it because I saw how big it was.
Oh, you played it.
I had to. I bought 10 tickets.
Wow.
I had to.
You were ready.
I was ready. Boy, ready.
Now, let me ask you, if you had won, would you?
I wouldn't tell most people.
Now, I don't care about telling. I'm not asking about telling.
What are you asking?
If you had won,
would I have broken you off a little bit?
You got to think about this?
Well, from what you just said, you wouldn't tell me.
No. I would give you money.
You sure? Because it sounds like you wouldn't even tell your family you had the money. So I don't know if you would give it to me or not. You might.
Don't turn this
I'm just
around.
Using what you said.
You are equivocating. That's equivocation.
You can't use words that I don't know in your defense because that's only going to confuse me.
So you have to think about whether or not you would give me money.
It's not that I have to think about it. I'm thinking about how much.
Now, who believes that?
Not me.
But if I won, I would.
Yeah.
I would. I might tell my, you know, closest.
Closest friends. People. I would say my closest friends and family. No, I'm not even friends.
I'm not telling no friends.
Yeah, probably just family.
The friends, no, but if they're people I wanted to give money to.
Then that'd be different.
Then that would be different. But getting back to the story, I like the fact that he gave $5 million to charity.
Instantly, too, man. That's beautiful, right?
This guy is on it.
Yeah. And he didn't wait, you know? That wasn't a decision that he had to think about, it seems like. It was like, all right.
I would much rather have wealth and anonymity than to be rich and famous.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel that way,
too. Now, the problem is, I'm on TV.
Exactly. You don't have a choice. It comes with the job.
So that dream is gone.
But there's ways that you can live your life that don't revolve around the fame and notoriety.
Oh, yeah, no. So, I would never be that person.
Exactly.
You know, who, you know, leads with the fame. Mm-hmm. 15 people walking through the airport with you, taking photos while you walk.
You have to let people know who you are without them knowing who you are. Yeah.
No. Matter of fact, I was on the plane recently with this social media guy. You know, the guy that, I forget his name, and we might have to cut this part off, but they will.
Yeah.
The guy that dresses up like a woman, he's real dark skinned.
Oh, I know him.
Don't say his name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He was on the flight with me.
He's a good guy, too.
He is a good guy.
Really good guy.
He's a really good. So he was standing behind me on the plane.
Yeah.
And I ignored his ass like I didn't know who he was. Yeah. First, because I'm from New York.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we do.
Exactly.
But secondly, I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I'm none for you.
Are you going to
donate to my cause?
Look, are you going to give me $5 million? Because I'm not really, I'm not into fame.
And what does it do anyway? It's a person. It's a person.
The only person, I'm almost done. The only person
that you feel that way about
that I had to stop and pawn over was Toni Morrison.
Really?
I met her in a toy store.
Wow. Oh. In a toy store?
I was wasting time for a meeting. She was in the toy store buying something for her grandchildren. And I turned and Toni Morrison standing right there.
You're like,
and I almost fainted like a little girl. I felt like
it was like Michael Jackson was in there.
I felt like a little white girl meeting the Beatles.
Yeah.
Meeting the Beatles. I was like, Toni Morrison. She was so kind to me.
That's the one for you.
I said to her, I love your books.
Yeah.
She said, that's good. I wrote them for you.
Wow. I know that was all you needed. That's a great note to end on right there. She couldn't have said anything better than that.
No.
That was it.
Listen, everybody, thank you for tuning in and being a part of the podcast today. This was good.
This was a very good episode.
This was good. You know, he's getting a little more quippy. This is, you know, you're welcome, by the way.
Hey, I'm rubbing. You're rubbing off on me.
I'm having an impact on this human being. And thank you for being here and making this time our time together. We'll see you next time with some interesting stories from all over the world. Okay? Say okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye, people.